views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The rug was pulled out from underneath her. She didn't feel confident. She didn't know if she could make it. Yet she rose like the phoenix, leading herself and her family into a new beginning. And you can too. Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show Lady Boss knows what women want: to be free to speak their voice, live in financial freedom, and build businesses that radiate wealth, leaving legacies we can be proud of. Join Cornelia, Dana, and Chris the first and fourth Friday every month as they raise the roof to inspire confidence in all women.
Hello and welcome everyone to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm with my beautiful co-host, Miss Chrissy D. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Thank you. Hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for listening and tuning in. We're really excited about today's show because we're going to take you back to finding out how this all began, how Chris is unfolding the story of what it is that we've been talking about here every month, of how she came to be and how she created her new beginning, her kit, how she's now empowering women. And so we want to talk about the title of today's show is Just When You Thought It Couldn't Get Any Worse.
It can.
Yeah. So that's it. So Chris, why don't we take the audience back to, you know, how this all started for you. So let's go back to your story.
You know what? Let's go back a decade or two when I was a single mom, two girls working two jobs and building a business. And I met a musician living at his parents' house, saving for a guitar kit. And when he came and picked me up, I was like, oh, he's such a gentleman. He opened the car door for me. And then he got in because the driver's door didn't open. So, of course, it was love at first sight. That was a sign, right? That was a sign. So fast forward, he moves out of his parents' house and into my house. And I realize the business that he has, he's about to lose it. And his family and friends won't help him with it. So I said, have no fear. Just got my cape back from the dry cleaners. I've got the money. I'll help you. Mm. Because we're a couple. We're building something together now, right? Mm. And I'm the best girlfriend ever. So now I'm living the dream. I'm cooking, I'm cleaning, I'm vacuuming, I'm making lunches, I'm walking the kids to school, I'm painting the house, I'm cutting the grass, I'm doing more vacuuming, and...
You got a man!
Yeah, yay! All the things that we do to take care of our family. So, now I'm working three jobs, and he's not working. Did I mention he was a musician? So... Now we're building our business together. We've merged our business, and I find out he hasn't paid his taxes for years. But we're a family now. We're living together. We got to stick together. So I paid off all of his taxes. So now I've saved his business, merged it with ours, with mine, given him a home, married him, gave him a son, and I'm thinking, oh, what else can I do for this wonderful man?
Oh my God. I cannot believe it. I don't know. I think this is the first time I heard it that you also paid his taxes.
I think it was like 3 years worth.
So was that not a sign, Chris?
That was a sign. But I didn't know at the time. I didn't know what the signs were. I was never taught that. Yeah. So I decided that I would build him, since he's not working and he is a musician, I would build him a music school and studio. You should have seen his face when he came home one day and I said, you've got half an hour to get ready and go downstairs. I've got 5 students coming for you. He was so excited. We talked about it before and he said, no, he wasn't going to do that because nobody would come to him because he'd never been to school. He didn't have a degree, but I had the confidence in his ability. He's a good musician. So I did it. I actually went out and made old fashioned posters with the little tear off phone numbers on the bottom and walked around all of my town, sticking them on mailboxes. And then over the next 15 years, we built that studio up to 150 to 200 students a week coming through our studio.
Wow.
Yeah, and they were loving it. We were putting kid bands together. We were teaching them how to write their own music. I was getting them gigs in the community. We were teaching them how to market themselves so they could do something with their music. So everything was great. You know, the family was good. Kids were getting through school, graduating. Nobody was pregnant. Nobody was in jail. Like, things were really good. The bills were getting paid. And not perfect. Don't get me wrong, right? House full of teenagers. What could go wrong? Boys. But we were getting by and things were great. And then there was that fateful day. I came home 2 days before Christmas, my favorite time of year. House is decorated, the table set for Christmas dinner, and I walked in the house, and the dining room table I had set was gone. Everything was on the floor, all over the house. I started to realize something was very wrong. I ran upstairs and found my son's passport was gone. All the money was gone. My son's suitcase and clothes were gone. My son was gone. I felt like I'd been kicked in the stomach. I couldn't breathe, and everything was an absolute blur. And that was the start of everything. The neighbors came over and said to me, there was a locksmith here till about just before you got home. So I ran around the house and realized almost all of my locks had been changed. If I'd have come home an hour later, I actually would have been locked out of my own house. So it was a pretty scary time. It's over Christmas. All of a sudden, I've got people running around my yard with hoodies on, banging on my windows and my doors, trying to serve me legal papers in front of my 12-year-old son. I didn't know what they were. Apparently, I had missed court. I didn't even know I was supposed to be at or never got papers. So I can't get a lawyer because it's the holidays. So when I did finally get a lawyer, he said, I'm sorry, you've got no money. I said, I have the equity in my house. He goes, no, his lawyer has already put a mortgage, and I want to make this clear, a mortgage, not a lien, on my house. So my equity was now collateral for his whole legal team. I couldn't get a lawyer. And I know what everybody that's listening to this are all thinking, you can't do that. That's illegal. He can. He did. And it has done irreversible damage to me and my children.
Yeah. I mean, for those people that didn't listen to the past shows, Chris and I have been talking about this for like the last 5 months. We've done different segments on this topic, but I do recommend that you go back to the YouTube channel and look at the Cornelia Stephanie YouTube and look at the past shows that we did with Chris, where we're talking about this story, because like she said, she came home and her whole life was wiped out. Everything that she's been working for, living for, working on was gone over, I mean, in the blink of an eye. And it was, I called it the ultimate betrayal story. And it was, you know, it literally happened over, you know, with the blink of an eye. And it's like, how do you put your life back together again after something like that happens? Because she didn't see it coming. Yeah, that's the thing, Chris, right? You didn't see it coming. You didn't know that your husband was planning this for a while, because this was not something that all of a sudden you just get up one morning and do. This was premeditative.
For years.
That's crazy.
I now know through emails and paperwork and money going missing, it was, I believe it was planned for years.
Wow, for years.
That's what I believe.
Yeah.
So I spent the next couple of years having to deal with paperwork that his legal team was continuously throwing at me, mounds and mounds. And I had to do most of it without money, without credit, without lawyers, in absolute trauma, not understanding what was going on. And again, I'm in my 50s and now I'm working three jobs. 1 year after he left, under his will, I had lost almost everything I had ever worked for, including my children. And I was now homeless for the next 3.5 years, living out of my car, in between staying at friends on couches and floors. And, you know, this is one of the reasons why I've designed the PNK files, which stands for power and knowledge. I believe that if I had been more, I thought I was organized. It was all my stuff. And I had proof somewhere in the house. But when you're in the middle of trauma and all this stuff happens, things aren't there for you in a timely fashion, set up in a way that you need them. So I've certainly learned from everything from household to how the courts work, to how you have to prove yourself to look, whether you're challenged with losing your kids or anything, how that needs to be set up, what's important and what's not important, so that you don't get clouded when they're throwing a whole bunch of useless stuff at you to take you off track. The pink files keep you on track so you can go, I don't need that. That's just mud that they're throwing at me. It doesn't matter. This is what I need to stick to.
Yeah.
That's why I've created the pink files.
Yeah. And what we're going to do is we want to tell the audience again what the pink files are and then how they can also access them and get that for themselves. Because like you said, you made a very good point. When you're in the middle of trauma, when you're in the middle of grief, the last thing you want to do is go look for papers.
You actually can't. You're actually not capable of doing it.
Yeah.
And we really need to stop thinking that it's not going to happen to us.
Yeah. I mean, you know anything what, ladies, could happen.
Yeah. And you know what, ladies, even if you think it can't happen to you, do you not want to teach your girls to be set up so that no matter what happens to them, they're going to be prepared?
Yeah. And, you know, it's not just the girls. It's anybody at any age, you know, any adult at any age, you know, this needs to be taught in schools already. It should be part of life processing.
Absolutely.
You know, should be part of that. So, but Chris, let's take a break. And when we come back, let's talk about the PNK files and what it all entails. And then we can let people know where they can access the files. Okay. We'll be right back on the Cornelia Stephanie Show.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life.
Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about living lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Part of life is the aromas and delights of our sensuality. Hummingbird Jewel shares her secret formula and her signature fragrance oil, Julia. This fragrance oil can be used in a variety of ways, such as scenting your laundry, car, or closet. The oils come in roll-ons for convenience. If you prefer a perfume bottle, we can package them together, elegantly wrapped for gift-giving. If you're interested, contact me at hummingbird-jewel.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Chris and I want to thank you so much for listening and for tuning in to the show today. And when you're going to the YouTube channel at Cornelia Stephanie, we would so much appreciate it. Your comments and your participation with us, it's our oxygen. So we would love it if you would comment underneath the YouTube video that if something touched you in this story or how it helped you or any other comment that you want to make, we would really appreciate it. Before we went to break, we were talking about the pink files. So the pink files is something that you created for other people, specifically women. And that, but it doesn't just have to be women. This is for, yes. I said, for anybody. But you created these files so that people can be prepared that when life happens, when there's anything that happens, whether it's a flood, it's an end of a marriage, it's an end of a relationship, or, you know, whatever it is, that they are more prepared. Right?
We can't control what other people do to us or what life does to us. But what we can control is how prepared we are when those situations happen. So what I learned going through all of this is even though I thought I was prepared and I had all the information at my fingertips, I wasn't prepared enough when trauma or a situation happens. It could be anything from your house burning down to your spouse having a heart attack on the way home, or something as tragic as what happened to me. We need to have things at our fingertips set up in a system that is going to carry us through that. So my experience is how this filing system is set up. There are different sections that will address every part of your life. You might never have to use certain parts of it. So I have one section, for instance, that is the legal part. So there's going to be things in there to show what all of you came in with, like a prenup kind of idea.
That's a good idea.
But it also shows that if you're going through divorce, here's the 4 to 5 things, depending where you are the only things that you have to deal with when you're going through separation and divorce. So somebody's lawyer might throw 25 things at you because it's going to use up your resources. It's going to use up your energy. It's going to confuse you. all you have to deal with is what those four or five files are. And as you're going through life, it doesn't need to be stressful. As you're going through life and there's that file and you see it labeled there, that means as something, oh, this fits in that file. I'm going to put it there. The worst that can happen is if you die happily married, eventually your kids are going to have to look after everything. And it's all going to be there in one easy system. And it's going to be a beautiful memory box for them.
And how do people get it? Let's tell everybody, the call to action is everyone that's listening to this. It's about your empowerment. It's about your organization. It's everyone that's listening to this. We encourage you to go to
MissChrissyD.com and go to the PNK files tab. And at the bottom, there's a button where you can purchase your very own PNK files. What I'm going to do is it's a video and I'm going to walk you through how to set up your filing system so that no matter what happens, you're going to be protected. You're going to be protected. Your kids are going to be protected. Your family is going to be protected.
Yeah. And you know what I love about this system is that once you, you know, focus in on it and the fact that you walk people through it in the video and also the PDF file, because it comes with a PDF file as well, so that you have a checklist. You have a checklist and then you just basically do everything after watching the video and looking at that checklist and putting it all together, and then boom, you're set up so that you don't have to think about it. You don't have to worry about it. It's a done deal and you have it. And so this kit is, what is it, $29.95, Chris?
Yes, Canadian. Yeah, or $24.95 American.
Yeah, $24.95.
This is something I really want to say. This is something that we all, including myself, I thought about this idea years ago when I was actually happily married. I actually came up with this idea a long time ago because I saw what other people went through. I didn't need it because I had a role model marriage. People looked at us, this power couple. You know, we still held hands. It was like, I didn't need it. I wish I'd have done it.
You know, I still just cannot get over your guy. I cannot get over this guy. I don't understand. Even if he didn't, you know, I mean, the fact that he lived with you all those years and that he allowed you to, I don't understand how somebody could be such a taker. Yeah. And then,
you know what I hear a lot
on you.
Yeah. People say to me, wow, why is he so angry? They imply, what did you do to piss him off so bad?
Yeah.
And it really, you know what? It really has nothing to do with that.
Of course not.
It has to do with entitlement or selfishness, and I have to have.
Yeah, but you know what? Didn't we talk about this the last show? Didn't you feel that he was a narcissist?
Well, got to be careful what I say here, but if the shoe fits.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, narcissists never take any responsibility for themselves. It's always everybody else. That's the thing. You know, they're very good at never looking at themselves for contributing to the problems in the relationship, right? Because they're just looking at the other person.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, go ahead.
I was just going to say one of the things that is so important for people to just sit down. You know what? It takes you half an hour. Once all the supplies are together, it takes you half an hour to do this. It can change your life. And please don't take this, people, as a oh, poor me thing, but I want you all to know how hard life can be when you don't take care of yourself and you don't set yourself up properly, and you and or your partner or other people actually don't value what you bring. These struggles are absolutely continuous. I went through years of my kids not talking to me and me not even knowing why, because they believed something and I didn't even know what it was that they were believing. I lost custody of my son because the judge looked at me and said, well, you haven't done anything to secure a home after all this. She didn't take into account that we had a court order that he wasn't allowed to take the money from our other business, and he continuously took not only his half, but mine. So, of course, he had a house set up. It was never looked at that he did that against a court order. It didn't matter. So I have to live with the fact that I had to give up custody of my child, and it is painful, and it doesn't go away. I have to live with the fact that he has a house and a home, and my kids continuously talk, and now my grandkids, about when they go over there and the fun they have. I have nowhere to bring my family.
Yeah. I mean, and the other thing that the judge didn't take into account is the fact that this whole empire was yours to begin with. Hello.
Yeah.
This was your baby.
Yes.
This was your, you know, you invited him into it. I mean, the fact that you had to pay for his taxes and do everything, and then he just literally, it's like, wow. I mean, What a story. And now you had to, like I said before, it's hard for me to believe, you know, how you made a comeback, really, you know, like, because this could have really literally made you kill yourself. It could have, you know, as many times as you were sleeping in your car, or you were sleeping in the Walmart parking lot, or you were sleeping on couches and didn't have the money.
You know how uncomfortable it is to stay in people's houses. So I had a friend stay with me last week. She had nowhere to go for a short period of time. And I gave her my bedroom because I knew how uncomfortable it is for people. And I used to have a tiny little basement suite. So I slept on my couch. And she was here 1 week, and she said to me, "Oh, this is horrible. Don't get me wrong, I appreciate it." She goes, "How did you do this for 3.5 years? I said, "It was so uncomfortable. You sat in people's houses waiting for the time when you've outlived your welcome." And you do. They'll call you after you've gone to work and say, "Hey, I think it's time for you to move on." So then you don't go back that night because you feel so uncomfortable. So you sleep in your car that night. You wait till the weekend when you know they're out, and go gather your stuff, and you move on to the next place. It's a horrible existence. And my beautiful cardboard that I slept in, that was my only thing, broke down today or this week.
Wow.
I no longer have that car.
Wow. Well, it's also, I know you love that car very much. It's also another part of releasing and letting go, because, you know, you are destined for greatness. Because this is the one thing, is that, you know, everything that you've gone for, even though it's like, you know, heart wrenching, and it was brutal and everything, but I absolutely believe that you are destined for amazingness. You're going to have your beautiful house again, and you're going to have, you know, all the wonderful things that you had before, even greater. That's really what I believe, because all this was all part of the old clearing out, and you're going to move back into, you know, having a beautiful home now with somebody that really values you and honors you and celebrates you and appreciates you the way that you deserve it to. So let's take another break, Miss Chrissy D, but I want to tell the audience one more time, go to MissChrissyD.com. So Chrissy is spelled with two S's, right? And a Y. So MissChrissyD.com. And there's a tab that says, "Get your pink on," and go there and purchase your kit. And also know that not only is this helping you, not only is this supporting you, it's also supporting Chris in a major way. So thank you so much for listening and tuning in. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
In the 70s, Dudley and Dean Evanson traveled the country in a converted school bus with their growing family, documenting the new consciousness that was emerging. Through this adventure, a movement of sound healing was born. Now, Soundings of the Planet is celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Listen to their music for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson to access their expansive catalog on Pandora, Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, and YouTube. Visit soundings.com for more info, their blog, podcast, Quieting the Monkey Mind book excerpts, free downloads, and more.
Miss any shows during the week? Don't worry, we've got you covered. With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yes! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Do you need a spiritual makeover or perhaps just a mental tune-up to optimize your life trajectory? Julia has over 45 years of wisdom to share with you, and she offers counsel by the hour where you can choose from a menu of her services and receive both consults and or product. Julia went from being a maid to having it made, and you can too. If you're interested, contact me at www.hummingbird-jewel.com.
Hey, Chris, during the break, we were talking about all the reasons, you know, all the good things that the reasons that would be great for people to purchase this kit, right? And so let's talk about that on air. Let's talk about this.
Yeah. You know, one of the things my friend was saying is that for the kids that want to move out, we should say to them, you can't move out until you get your P and K files together. It's the perfect thing so that when they leave the house, they've got everything all ready to get their life organized when they're starting out. And yeah. Then for the ones that don't want to move out, get their pink files ready, give it to them and tell them to get out.
Yeah. And what I want to add to that, this is the only time that you're going to be able to still tell your kids what to do at before they move out. So definitely yeah. That needs to be the call to action. Yes. And it's going to really support them to have, it's going to make you feel comfortable as a parent to know that your kids have everything together in one place. I mean, for every mom to purchase one of those for their kids that are 17, that are 16, 17 years old, it's one of the greatest gifts. We had one of your friends on our show, Lynn, that was on, and she was talking to us about when she purchased the kit and she was going through it with her husband. Let's talk about what happened when they went through it and what she discovered.
You know, this is really important for my belief is everybody needs to have this file because life happens. So Lynn went home to talk to her husband about wanting to know about all of this stuff. And, you know, sometimes you might get pushback of, oh, don't you trust me? It's not about trust. It's about, this is your stuff. You're allowed to know what you have and you're allowed to protect it. So her husband was like, no problem. Everything's in my office. So she went into the office and started going through everything for the files and learned some things that they wouldn't have learned if they weren't putting their pink files together. Things like when he retires, all of a sudden their benefits are gone. What happens? They're at his retirement party. They're in an accident on the way home. Now they're not covered. They wouldn't even have known that if they hadn't started putting their files together.
That's so, empowering. That is so empowering.
It is about power and knowledge. That's what it's about. It really is. We need to have this stuff so we know what's going on. It's one of the things I wish we would teach the kids in school. I'd much rather my kids learn how to put their files together than to learn how to write a haiku. You know, there's so much wasted time and we're not teaching them what they need to know. And I think when they learn this, it teaches them how to value themselves. I realized when I went through what I went through, everything that I had done was not even valued enough to leave a roof over my head. That was a very sobering time. All of that was not valued enough. And I guess I have to own that too.
Yeah.
Because I didn't value myself enough to go, wow, look at everything I've done and I'm doing, and I'm going to make sure it's protected. And I'm allowed to protect the roof over my head and the credit that I have earned and everything that's important to me. Yeah. We're allowed to do that. This is our lives.
Yeah. You keep using that word allowed, and that would make it seem like there's somebody else that would make it, that would say that you're not allowed. And we know that that's not true. And we also know that as women, you know, we have often been conditioned to not feel beautiful enough, to not feel successful enough, to not feel good enough, to not feel strong enough. Right? To not be valued, right? We've been
I'll say something here that I don't say to too many people. I was raised, and my mother would say to me, who do you think you are? And I would have to answer, nobody. And she would say, that's right. Don't forget that.
That is the worst thing. This is such a terrible conditioning. That is the worst thing anyone could say to anyone, because it's that, you know, this kind of conditioning, that kind of bullying, that kind of bullying is actually a scar that you don't see. You just don't see it. It's like an emotional scar that you just don't see, because it damages your self-esteem. It damages your self-esteem, and also it's a subconscious belief that then believes that's true, that I'm not enough, I'm not good enough, I'm never going to be enough, I'm insignificant, and you're going to be making choices that reflect that by attracting the people, the relationships, and the opportunities, the jobs, or whatever, that show that that is true. What you're thinking about. And we know, and Chris, you've heard me say this before, but I think this is a good time for me to say this, is that, you know, we're all, every single one of us is deserving, and we're all worthy. It's just that we can only, it's up to each and every one of us to know that I am enough just as I am, and I am worthy, right? Because if you were to look up what it means to be worthy, you would discover that being worthy means that you are deserving of respect, that you're deserving of respect. And the only thing that we're doing whenever we're triggered is we're releasing the feelings of not good enough so that we can move into the truth of who we are, and that is being worthy. But we have to be the ones that deem ourselves worthy, because nobody can do that for us, right? Nobody can do it. And like I've said before, that it's just like, imagine a baby that's 6 months old. This baby hasn't earned any money, hasn't achieved a college degree, hasn't earned a promotion, hasn't written a book, hasn't done anything in life. But that baby deserves to be respected and honored, deserves that without doing anything. That baby is good enough. And here's the thing. You are too. Every single one of, you know, every person is like that. It's just that we have to own it, right?
And we have to see the women that are hurting, that don't feel that way, and empower them to realize how valuable they are and what they bring to this world just by being a woman, an empathetic person, a nurturer, and that's good enough. We bring a lot to this earth, and we deserve to be protected. We deserve to have a roof over our head, and we deserve to have all of those things that we work for.
The reason why I know that you are moving into your greatness, Chris, with all of this, with everything that you went through, even though you still just now you were in the process of losing the last bit of your old life, and that's your beautiful Jaguar car that that has housed you over the years, even when you didn't have a home.
Yeah.
And the reason why I know that you are is because, you know, it's evident what you did for your husband when you helped him, you know, get his clients, and you helped him build the music school, and everything that you've done for your children, raising your household, and everything that you do for so many people. You are now bringing that energy towards yourself. And that's why I absolutely have no doubt that you're going to be, that you already are, very, very, very successful in what it is that you're doing. Whatever you're still clearing out and letting go of your old life. And I know that it was devastating. And I really don't even know how you overcame that kind of a betrayal. But I know that you are resilient and you are beautiful and that you are deserving of every good thing. That's what's true.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're going to be speaking at an event this week, tomorrow, actually. Where are you going?
Tomorrow night. This is going to be my first public talk. And I don't know how many people are going to be there, but there's 10 speakers, and I'm really looking forward to it. This is my start of trying to wake people up and say, it doesn't matter what your life is or what's going on. You need to protect yourself. We need to start educating our children to do the same thing. Everybody needs to get their PNK files. You know, we've had Tupperware parties and all that kind of stuff.
Mary Kay.
Have a pink fall party. Mary Kay, get your pink on. Have a bunch of girls over. Have them get their kits, get their supplies, and go to someone's house, grab a bottle of wine, and put them together.
Yeah, and didn't you say earlier, too, this is the perfect bridal gift?
It's the perfect bridal gift. It's the perfect graduation gift. It's a great birthday present for that niece or granddaughter or whoever you have. Sometime, someone has to show you how to get your life organized before it's too late.
Yeah, and that's
what... Quit thinking life doesn't happen.
Exactly. And that's why this is such a powerful story. Chris, let's take our last break. We'll be right back on the Cornelia Stephanie Show.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving. Even in the face of adversity, say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
I have struggled with anxiety my entire adult life. My mind was constantly filled with feelings of dread and negative thoughts about myself. But then I completed Dr. Friedemann's Breakthrough Program and can't believe how much my life has changed in just a few months. Dr. Friedemann's methods are different from anything I've ever tried, and they make so much sense, and more importantly, they work. I can never thank Dr. Friedemann enough for his guidance and wisdom. Visit TheEmpowermentSolution.com and find out how his breakthrough program can help you transform your life.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMaine.com.
The Side Gig is an amazing way to get your favorite products for free, extra income, and have fun in the process. Hi, I'm Julia Hummingbird Jewel, and I've had so much fun marketing products that I love and use. If you're interested in a side gig, contact me by clicking on my reverse aging page at www.hummingbird-jewel.com.
Thanks so much, everybody, for listening and tuning in, for helping us spread the word on empowerment, women's empowerment, not just women, but also men. We were talking in the break, Chris, yeah, about how many, and there's wonderful men out there. We're not men bashing.
Absolutely not. You know what? There is lots of wonderful men out there. And what I want to say to all the men out there that actually appreciate and value what women bring, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We know you're out there. What I want is for every woman to be able to have a partner like that. I want us to start teaching our girls to see the signs and to make better choices so that they can get into that kind of relationship as well. So yeah, let's start teaching our girls how to see the signs, how to pick a good man.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that you're going to be talking about at your talk tomorrow evening when you're going out. So many people are going to be there and you're going to be talking about your story, which I know is going to be very moving. And because I was definitely moved, every time I still hear it, it's amazing. So you're going to be talking about the kit and where people can get it. Let's tell the audience again one more time today where they can go.
Go to MissChrissyD.com. Come and visit me there. Look at my story. Go to the pink file tab. At the bottom is where you purchase your kit. And actually take the time to put it together. It does not take a long time. And I tell you, when you get it done, you're going to have a sense of relief that you probably didn't even know you were carrying. Because yeah, it doesn't matter what happens. No matter what, you've got everything in one easy box that you can pick up and carry. And yeah, it's there for you, no matter what. Buy a kit for your friend. Even if, and I know, I was the same way. I didn't have mine done. You all think you don't need it, but I bet you think you've got a girlfriend or two that does. So get it for your girlfriend.
It's not just even about the need anymore, Chris. It's also about, it's the responsible thing to do. It's the smart thing to do. It's part of building our legacies. It's part of taking responsibility for our environments, making sure that our affairs are in order, making sure that things are in order. It's like you said, you know, the teenagers, before they move out of the house, they need to have their kids together. The couples that are getting married, they need to have their kit together. The couples that have been married, they need to have their kit together. So it's like, you know, it's really for everybody.
I really, you know, one of the things I think, because I didn't value enough what I had done in my life, and everything was so spread out. If I'd had everything in my proper files, when they were getting chipped away, when he wanted to go overseas to build our business some more, it was like, ooh, I don't have the money. I'm like, oh, I got RSPs and I got some investments here. Cashed them all in, sent him on his way. Nothing came of it. Then he comes back. Oh, I need this. Oh, well, I've got this money over here. If I'd seen everything in one spot, I could have gone, wow, look what I've accomplished in my life. This is worthy of, I'm worthy of this. This is worth something. And I need to take care of this.
Yeah, I mean,
I didn't see it.
No, I know, right? That's the hard part. It's like, you know how we were talking earlier about the respect. You didn't have the respect, the value for your creations, your business, how far you've come, what your empire, what you built, how, what your value, what you were contributing to your life, to your family, to your husband. You didn't respect it. And you just,
right.
You were just giving. And it was all taken from you.
Yeah. So, yeah, ladies, we bring so much to this world. We really need to start teaching our kids how valuable they are. And you know what? We need to start teaching our boys, too, that you bring a lot to the world and you're valuable. And we want you to grow up to be a good man. I say to my son, I brought you into this world. I'll take you out if you ever do what happened to me. He's like, Mom, I would never do that. And it's like, yeah. And I just want men to be good and treat women good. And I want women to give the respect back. And I think the more we do that and respect what all of us bring, the better off we're all going to be.
Yeah.
And again, quit thinking that life is not going to happen, because it is going to happen. You need to be organized. It's going to make your life, your family's life, everybody's life so much better.
Yeah.
The damage that was done to my family, I don't see a way out. It's just, I hope there is, but there's so much work there. And, everybody's in different places and with their life now, and they have their beliefs of what they think happened and what they've been told, and damage is done. Damage is done. So get your pink files together, have everything in order so that this can't happen. You can be as prepared as you need to be in the middle of a tragedy.
Yeah. And it's like we talked about this before on some of the other shows. Go to Cornelia Stephanie YouTube. Like, share, and subscribe to the channel, so every time when we're loading a new show that you are alerted of it, because you can see that the information that we're sharing with you is all about empowerment and also making the world a better place and supporting each other in that way. And one of the things is with the kit, it's that, like Chris said it before, is that when you're in trauma, then the last thing you want to do is figure out how to get your files together, because what you really need to do at that time is grieve your losses.
Yes. Right? You actually, when trauma happens, you don't even have the capacity anymore to deal with things. And it's not something that I understood, because I'm such a high functioning person. I work with homeless people now. So I work with high addiction and mental health, and my job is to help house the hardest of the hardest people. So it's a really big reminder to me of seeing these poor people that have fallen through the cracks, good people that deserve to be loved and cared for, and they're in so much trauma that they can't even think to get themselves dressed to come to an appointment to get help, even when there's somebody to help them. There's too much trauma. There's too much damage. So again, so important to be prepared.
Yeah, it is. And thank you so much, Chris. I can't even imagine doing that kind of work every day, day in and day out. You're working really hard. That's why I know everything is going to work out for you in the most amazing way. We just want to sell as many of these kits as we possibly can to support you and also support your family. So thank you so much.
So nobody has to go through what I went through ever.
Yeah. Make sure you go to MissChrissyD.com, 2 S's and a Y. And thank you so much for listening and tuning in. We'll see you again next time. Thank you so much. And stay tuned, because we have another show right after this one, right here on Cornelia Stephanie. We'll be right back. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Lady Boss, Women Inspiring Women, featuring leading edge entrepreneurs who are putting the focus on empathic leadership in today's modern day world. Text the word Cornelia to the number 22828 and receive her weekly newsletters. For more information on Cornelia Stephanie and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.